I call this meeting of the Committee on Public Safety, Finance, and Policy to order. We have a quorum present. Usually I go through a bunch of housekeeping things before the hearing, but there are very few people here today, so we're going to skip all of that. We need approval of the March 21st, 2024 minutes. Vice Chair Feist, can I have that motion, please?
Yep, so moved, Madam Chair.
All those in favor of the March 21st, 2024 minutes, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails, and the minutes for March 21st, 2024 are approved. We have one bill on our agenda today. That is a policy bill that is mine. I'm just going to keep the gavel here because I think, I'm hoping it'll go relatively quickly today. It's House File 3614. As I'm looking over here, I know. All right, we'll see. I already said I can barely articulate a sentence right now, given this has been deadline week. So we'll see how I do. So I will move that House File 3614 be placed on the general register. I will also move the A240251 amendment. But before we take action on that, we do have several secondary amendments to act on. So just give me a minute to get everything organized here. We'll start with the A1 amendment. And Representative Hewitt, I believe that is yours. Would you like to move and explain the A1 amendment? And pro tip, we're going to go in order here. So if you have these eating, would you like us to move to come back to you? I think we might need to. All right. Chair Becker-Fentz.
All.
Actually,
we're
going to switch to the A2 right now. So Chair Becker-Fentz, we have the A2 amendment. Would you like to move and explain the A2?
Yes, this is, I will move the A2 amendment to House File 3614 to the DE. So this, if you remember, we heard the bill on outlying the sale of human bones, and there were some medical companies that came forward, and there are some legitimate purposes for when they may need different tissues in order to do their work, and so they had asked for that they be included in the exception. So since that bill is within the underlying omnibus bill, just adding that exception for them.
All right, any discussion to the A2 amendment? Lead Novotny.
Thank you.
Oh, that's it. All right. All those in favor of the A2 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails and the A2 amendment is adopted. Representative Hewitt, are you done chewing? And would you like to move the A1 amendment and explain it to us, please?
Madam Chair, I can handle this now. Whoever brought the cookies, thank you. This was brought to us during judiciary. And basically, the chair decided to go ahead with the oral amendment on it. It was something our the lawyers, whatever they call that group, brought to the attention of the committee, and it was just a fine technical change in the amendment.
All right. Any discussion?
The Bar Association. That's what it was. Sorry. This lawyer next to me helped me with that one.
All right. Any discussion to the A1 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails and the A1 amendment is adopted. All right. Next, we will move on to the A3 amendment. Representative Tabke, if you're ready. Would you like to move the A3 amendment?
Look at that. The A3 amendment came from a constituent who would like to, let me pull the exact language out. I apologize. Add nurse practitioners to the list, and this is for the policy bill, the agency bill that we brought forward a few weeks ago.
All right, any discussion to the A3 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor, is there one?
Chair Mueller, was DOC consulted on this, and just want to make sure that they were updated.
Representative Tabke.
Yeah, Chair Mueller and Representative Novotny, yes, they were.
All right. Any further discussion to the A3? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. The A3 amendment is adopted. All right, next we have the A4 amendment, and I will move the A4 amendment because this is a Representative Akin bill, and she is not on our committee. This amendment is to the bill she had related to certain immunity protections for people calling and assisting those who are having an overdose. This is an amendment that aligns with the Senate language and actually strikes some language that is no longer necessary in light of other legislation we passed last year. Any discussion to the A4 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The A4 amendment is adopted. All right, Representative Tabke, you're up again with the A5 amendment. Would you like to move and explain the A5 amendment?
Yes, Chair Mueller, I move the A5 amendment, and this is also on the DOC agency bill, and it comes from DOC, and it is adding and provides sufficient time to the input for the end-of-life confinement determination. So it adds that language at the request of DOC.
Any discussion to the A5 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. The A5 amendment is adopted. All right, next we have the A6 amendment, and I will explain this one. So in our bill, we had some language related to a bill that we didn't hear, we thought we were going to hear. Representative Newton had a bill related to silver alert systems, a notification system. We knew that that would have a cost, and so we worked with the agency to try to have some language related to silver alert that wouldn't require notification, but that would require the BCA to do certain things in that situation. He decided, based on conversations with the folks who wanted the whole silver alert package, to actually pull that bill from our discussion, so that's why we didn't hear it. Speaking to Lee Novotny, we still really liked the language that was in the bill as drafted, but I have now found out that there is a fiscal note to this language, and so I still am going to move this amendment to remove that provision just because we want a bill here that doesn't have a note attached to it. Any comments on that, Lee Novotny?
As you said, it's something I've supported and have had bills on, and I'll just say I'm confounded by the fiscal note, but we'll have to take another swing at this again next year, so hopefully yeah. Have support next year.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm still willing to take a look at it this year, just not in the context of this bill. So maybe we can talk and figure that out as we move forward with the rest of our committee this year. Any further discussion to the A6 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. The A6 amendment is adopted. All right, next we have the A7 amendment, and this is one that I will move again. This is Representative Fisher's bill that we heard in committee, and we didn't include it in this omnibus bill because we hadn't heard it yet. It seemed like everybody was in support of Representative Fisher's bill. This is the one related to juveniles and DNA, and so we thought because of that, it would be good to include it in this bill. Any discussion to the A7 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails, and the A7 amendment is adopted. Okay, I'm doing a lot of talking here. We're moving right along. The next amendment is the A8 amendment. I'm happy to offer this one, unless Lee Novotny, did you want to offer this one?
I will offer this one.
Okay, go right ahead. Want to explain it?
Well, just clean up as we had the discussion in committee. Just making it more clear so we can have more people protected and not have someone snuck up on. I think these are all good fixes and hopefully prevent any more tragedies.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll add, this is the Representative Nash bill, that House File 310 that we heard yesterday. And again, it was one of those bills that we heard kind of late, so it didn't get in the draft initially, but seemed like everybody was in support of that. And so Representative Novotny moves the A8 amendment. Any further discussion on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails, and the A8 amendment is adopted. All right, now we have the A9 amendment, and Representative Novotny, that is your amendment. Please explain that amendment.
Yes, it is, and Chair, it's my, not to redo the testimony and things that we had when this was presented in committee. I just want to make sure that we don't give the impression that police officers are not supposed to be involved in someone that's having one of these crisis, persons in crisis, I believe was the word you used during the hearing, Chair Mueller. Feel that training is important to properly deal with it. We will have to deal with it anyway. One of the things that I'll give the example that I gave. You're dealing with someone that's in the middle of the street. Usually they're showing signs of being extremely hot. They're stripping off their clothes because they're so hot, because they're so agitated. So you're dealing with someone who's most of the time naked, laying in the middle of the street. The last one I dealt with after I'd been elected here and was still working was literally banging his head on the center line of the road. So just talking to people and dealing with the situation, I think we waited about 20 minutes that time for the first rig to show up because it was in a remote location. And you know, how to deal with that person, things that you can do, precautions you can take to protect them. You know, I remember that situation. I always keep several blankets in the back seat of my squad, having someone go and get a blanket from the back of my squad to keep him from hitting his head on the pavement. So I think if we do it, we're not using the word, but we're still using the guidance provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. And those standards, I think, that's what they've gone to just in the last, 4 months. They've taken the word excited delirium out of their curriculum, but, you know, we still have to deal with the situation. So I would hope you would accept this as a friendly amendment.
Thank you. I am going to recommend a no vote, but also maybe an alternative that we could consider adopting here. When I looked at this language, I think up until the point of where it says a person in crisis would be okay. The problem I had with the remaining piece, particularly the immunity to pain piece, I immediately thought of the case of Dr. Sims, who is the father of modern-day gynecology. And Dr. Sims used to practice and perfect his craft on enslaved women without anesthesia because he believed that black women didn't feel pain. And so the idea of immunity to pain, I looked it up, and there is one very rare genetic condition that people can be born with where they actually don't feel pain. But the idea that certain types of people are immune from pain, it just reminded me of that situation. And I also received an email from NAMI that said, you know, they had reminded me that under Chapter 626.8469, Subdivision 1A, we have a statute that requires POST to approve different techniques for responding to people who are in a mental health crisis. And so this wouldn't impact that. However, I do think it would be perfectly fine for us to say this section does not prohibit peace officer training and responding to and the proper care of a person in crisis, period. So I'm curious about your thoughts of that type of amendment, and I'm not exactly sure if we move to split it or how that works with staff's help, but I'm certainly amenable to that if you're in the rest of the committee would be fine with that.
So, Chair, you're striking from what word?
So it would be on line 1.4, we would have a period after the word crisis. We would strike the remaining language on line 1.4, and we would strike line 1.5 and 1.6 of the amendment. Lead Novotny.
Chair, I'll take what I can get. I'll accept.
Okay, yep, Mr. Johnson.
So, Madam Chair, a few things. This is a secondary amendment, and this amendment would probably not be determined to be divisible because this is all one section. So I think what your motion is actually going to be is to make an oral amendment consistent with what you just said. So what the motion would be, it would be an oral amendment in place of the A9 amendment. The oral amendment would be page 60, comma, line 5, comma, after the period, comma, insert, and then quote, this section does not prohibit peace officer training in responding to and the proper care of a person in crisis, period.
Okay, so, and thank you, Mr. Johnson. So just to be clear, then, it's an oral amendment in place of the A9? Or do we need to withdraw the A9?
I think that, correct. This would be a different amendment. So I think the A9 would need to be acted on in some way, withdrawn or voted down, and then there would be an oral amendment consistent with what I just said.
Thank you for that clarification. So, Lee Novotny, I will be up to you if you want us to vote on the A9 up or down, or if you want to withdraw it.
I'd just like to point out that line 5.21 or 59.21 has the language apparent immunity to pain already.
Because that's the thing we're trying to prevent, is the excited delirium.
That's the language that's being added.
Right, the language is being added because we're saying we're excluding excited delirium from any type of training, and excited delirium includes these types of things. You're saying you're adding in these other conditions, and I think it's just really confusing. Really, you're talking about wanting to make sure people in crisis, we can still train peace officers on people who are in crisis.
All right, so what's the process going forward here?
So you can either withdraw the A9 or take a vote, and then we can handle the oral amendment.
Separately. I'll withdraw my amendment number A9.
Okay, so the A9 amendment is withdrawn, and then would you like to do the oral amendment in place of the A9?
I would like to offer the oral amendment, and do I need to say it? Read the.
Or, yeah, Mr. Johnson, do you want to say the oral amendment one more time?
Sure. The oral amendment would be page 60, line 5, after the period, insert, quote, this section does not prohibit peace officer training in responding to and the proper care of a person in crisis, period.
That is my verbal motion.
All right, wonderful. Any discussion to the oral amendment? All those in favor of the oral amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails and the oral amendment is adopted. All right, I think that is it for our amendments. So now we will move to the underlying, A240251 amendment as amended. I will move the A240251 amendment as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails, and the A240251 amendment is adopted. All right, now we can move on to the bill as amended, and I would like Mr. Johnson to give us an overview of what is in the amended bill. Mr. Johnson.
Madam Chair, members, I'm going to do this at a pretty high level. These are all bills that have been seen by the committee. So I'm going to explain which bills are in each article. I'll mention the section numbers. It'll sort of be a section by section, but pretty high level. Article 1, sections 1, 3, 4, 19, 24, and 27 to 33 are all from Representative Mueller's House File 4019. Those made changes requested by the Department of Public Safety related to victim notification, definition, and similar topics. Section 2 of Article 1 and Section 25 in Article 1 are from Representative Tabke's House File 3599. That's the end of confinement review process. Sections 5 to 17 are from Representative Erdahl's 4101 and Representative Pinto's 4387. Both of those bills made changes regarding service of orders for protection. Sections 12 and 15 were rewritten slightly because both of those bills made amendments to the same sections of law. And so what is in the DE amendment that's been adopted just conforms those changes to one another. The substance stays the same. Section 18, and that's page 20, line 6, is Representative Mueller's House File 3509. That addresses the domestic abuse advocate privilege. Sections 20 to 23 are the rest of Representative Pinto's 4387 that regards service of harassment restraining orders. The final section in Article 1 is Section 26. That was Representative Mueller's House File 3620, amending the eligibility requirements for sexual assault prevention grants. That's all of Article 1. I'm going to move to Article 2. Section 1 begins on page 32, at page 32, line 18. The first two sections in Article 2 are both from Representative Frazier's House File 2400. This amends the standards for some petitions for post-conviction relief based on newly discovered evidence. The next section, which is at 33.26, this is Representative Akam's bill amending the Good Samaritan law, which involves assisting a person experiencing an overdose. There was an amendment adopted to that a few minutes ago. Section 4, page 34, line 15, is Representative Long's House File 3369. This clarifies that the limit on probation sentences applies to attempts and conspiracies to commit an offense. Section 5, which is the top of page 36, is from Representative Mueller's House File 3614, which is the underlying bill. This makes a technical correction to a statutory reference. Sections 6 and 7, which run from page 36, line 11, and Section 7 begins on page 39. These are changes to expungement provisions. They're from Representative Long's House File 4641. Makes changes that were discussed to both the automatic and the petition expungement process. Section 7 also contains a small technical correction that is from House File 3614. Section 8 is the last section in the article. It's on page 43. This is Representative Pinto's House File 4538, which amends the venue requirements for certain sexual assaults involving victims who are asleep or not conscious when assaulted. That takes us to Article 3. Section 1 begins on page 43 at 43.12. And Sections 1, 4, and 10 are all from Representative Mueller's House File 3554, which adds aggravated witness tampering in places where witness tampering was previously listed. Section 2 is on page 45 at line 28. This is Representative Frazier's House File 3958. Clarifying the post-board's investigation process. The next bill is Representative Hewitt's House File 1718, which establishes the railroad peace officers. That's in Sections 3, 14, and 15. Again, there was an amendment adopted in Judiciary that was an oral amendment, and that was mirrored in an earlier amendment adopted today. Sections 5, which starts on page 49 at line 4, and also Sections 11 and 12 are from the underlying bill, Representative Mueller's House File 3614. These are all minor technical correction, sort of fix-it changes. Section 6 in this bill was just removed by the A6 amendment. That was the silver alert provision. Section 7, which is on page 52, and also Sections 8 and 9 are from Representative Tabke's House File 4591. This requires private companies that transport prisoners to have a license from the Private Detectives Board. Section 13, which is page 55, line 22, is Representative Becker Finn's House File 3490 that prohibits the sale of calcified human remains. Sections 16 and 18, which are page 58, line 23, and also page 60, are from Representative Novotny's House File 4414. It changes the name of that Public Safety Advisory Council. Section 17, which is on page 59 at line 17, is Representative Hansen's House File 4118. This prohibits the certification of training courses for peace officers that include the term excited delirium. This was also just amended moments ago. Section 19 is the final section of that article. It's on page 61 at line 3. That's Representative Kozlowski's House File 3650, which amends the provisions of the grant for the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa's Coast Guard services. This was amended in committee and laid over, and the language here reflects the amendment that was adopted in committee. Article 4 relates to predatory offender registration. It combines the three bills that were heard and will now be four bills with one of the amendments adopted today. In the DE amendment are Representative Mueller's House File 4020 regarding the verification procedure, Representative Rarick's House File 3555, which covers registration requirements and also allows an extension of supervision for certain juveniles to allow the juvenile to complete sex offender treatment. And the other bill is Representative O'Driscoll's House File 229. That's the one that requires certain individuals receive notice of level two offenders. That particular provision has been modified slightly. Representative O'Driscoll worked on the language. It sort of reorganized the language. The substance is largely the same and consistent with the intent he described in the hearing. You can see the changes on page 69. There are lines 16 through 18. I'm going to move to the last article. This is Article 5. There are two bills in this article. It includes Representative Curran's House File 3937 that amends the Department of Corrections Security Audit Group. The bulk of Article 5 is Representative Tabke's House File 4048. That was the Department of Corrections policy bill that had a variety of changes. There were no changes to those bills other than the amendment adopted a few minutes ago. That's the walkthrough.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And thank you also for all your work on this committee and with the bills and the amendments. You've had to do a lot of heavy lifting, especially with our other nonpartisan researcher out on military leave and also having to fill in judiciary for someone on sick leave. You wear many hats and you do it really well. So thank you so much. So with that, we will see if anybody from the public wishes to testify on this bill. And I'm not seeing anyone, so we can move on to member discussion. All right, Lee Novotny.
Chair Mueller, thank you for bringing this forward and getting these policies out of the way. Just have a quick question for Mr. Walz. Just want to confirm that there's no fiscal cost to this bill.
All right, Mr. Walz.
Madam Chair, Representative Novotny, none that I'm aware of.
Thank you.
All right, any further discussion? I'm really going to do closing comments. I think we are all familiar with these bills and just want to, I'll just say thank you to all the members of the committee. There's a lot of good bipartisan work that's actually in this bill. And I'm really appreciative of the collaboration that we've had in crafting this language. So thanks to all of you. In addition to thanking Ben Johnson already, thanks to all of our staff, nonpartisan and partisan, for your work as well. I renew the motion that House File 3614, as amended, be placed on the general register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. All right, members, that concludes today's agenda. Be safe with the snow coming, and with that, we are adjourned.